Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining us. 800-531-3815. Toll free. Coast to coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter when you get there. It's free. It comes every week by email. I think you'll like it. We're just about ready to publish the first issue of our fifth year of the letter, as we're just about to enter our seventh year on the air, and we couldn't have done it without people like our guest this half hour, Dr. Arki Siancutty. Arki is the founder of the Learning Center, a consulting firm offering team building advice to companies all over the country, halfway around the world. He's the author, the co-author of a book that is absolutely one of my top three favorite books in the whole world, called Built on Trust, Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. Arki, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Good to have you back, as always, and thank you for helping me send this thing off into our seventh year. Arki, one of the things that you're working on is a new way of thinking about and executing management leadership in the marketplace. And here's to me, if somebody might say, well, why are you working on that? I'm going to read one sentence here, folks, and this is something it's a term you've heard before, but I think this says it all about Arki, I think, why you're doing what you're doing. At some point, we can't squeeze any more blood out of the same turnip. Now, tell us what you mean by that.
Well, a turnip is the traditional management, top-down management system, where management is charged with this burden of legislating performance throughout the organization. So management is the one in charge of making the plan, instituting the plan, delegating the plan, tracking the plan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What happens there is we get in the way of individual contributors being able to take more of the burden and being able to take more of the performance. So whenever we try to legislate performance from the top, and sometimes even force performance from the top,
yeah, dictate may be a better word than legislate.
Well, yes, sometimes dictate, yes. And so the result of that further down in the organization is people's innovation and their natural ability to take good, sound risks get stifled. And so people's natural ability to contribute and to think and to innovate and to be intelligent gets pushed down and pushed over to the side. And that's where this them versus us dynamic, you know, one department fighting another department and so forth, comes in. And so what happens is we lose the profitability that's there to be had through this old system. Now, of course, we get away with it because everybody else is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a homogenous pool of less performance than we could have.
Well, and the thing, that one of the reasons that I'm excited about what you're working on, Arki, is because I have been taking a macro look at the marketplace and the business management for some time now. And, you know, I admit, Arki, that there's nothing new really under the sun. The only thing we have now really are new tools, not necessarily new rules.
Yeah.
But I do believe that if there's one thing that is significantly different in the marketplace in the 21st century than the 20th century, it's the way our people want to be treated, the way they want to perform, the way they want to execute what they're doing. And I believe that that's going to continue to change. And the 20th century way of managing people, which is really kind of a throwback to the, you know, to the days of monarchs.
Yes.
That way of managing people is if not passé now, it's only because there are enough of us people like me who've been around a while who don't know any better.
Yeah.
And when we have a few more funerals, that's going to, you know, that's going to go away. And we've got to be able to start evolving our businesses, in my opinion. We've got to be able to evolve our businesses away from the dictating type of management and more toward the partnering type of management and what you call the leadership organization.
Yes, and the leadership organization is named that because leadership itself is distributed throughout the organization. So each person then, and we're not saying do away with management. Management has a new, radically different role.
Yeah.
And we can talk about that in a minute. But once this system is in place, each person themselves is able to assess their own work environment. They make judgments, raise issues, they seek solutions, you know, they reach agreements, they reach closure, and they can take responsibility.
Hold on to that thought, Archie. Archie, we got to come back, take a quick break. And folks, I will point out that this new way that Archie's talking about is going to be more fun, which is really important to me. 20 pills, stay with us. We'll be right back.
For adventure, and whatever comes our way.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime.
We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, which will be our official 6th anniversary show, kicking us off on our 6th anniversary week. The very first person who was ever on my show, the first day I did this show 6 years ago, was Cleta Mitchell. She was with the NFIB at that time. She's going to be back on to help us kick our 7th year off. I'm looking forward to getting her back on. Monica Luchtefeld, who was with Office Depot, will be here. Also, Joanna Brandy, another long-term member of our Brain Trust. And Judy Smosky, who's Vice President of Small Business for IBM, will be here. And that's coming up on our anniversary show straight ahead after this one, and I'm looking forward to that. Archie Ciancutti is our guest. He's the author of Built on Trust, and we're talking. Folks, you're being introduced to some things. Archie, I told the audience earlier, they're kind of getting a little bit of an exclusive here, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. This is the first time we've really talked about this new book and these new ideas in any sort of a large public way. So it's an honor to be doing it with you, actually.
Well, it's an honor for you to offer this to us so early on. And folks, as you know, we've done this many times with other authors. They've road tested their ideas on this show months or even a year or more before it came out. I don't know how many we've done like that. And Archie, I want to thank you for giving us this information. I made the comment just as we went to the break that this new leadership organization model, rather than the hierarchical organizational model, the old model, is going to be more fun.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. More fun and more productive. It gets away. The old hierarchical organization is driven by this underlying myth that people are not going to perform at their highest level or won't be inspired to do so unless they're motivated or pushed from the outside. And that's exactly wrong. That does not allow for the basic idea that people are interested in finding their way to contribute. Within the strategies and tactics that are and the goals that are required, and people will drive hard to the objective of finding a way to better things.
Well, there's nothing wrong with motivating people, but unfortunately, in the old method, that motivation was a negative. I mean, it was something that was not desirable. I used to know a guy who had a big organization, hundreds of people. And you know what one of his management strategies was?
What?
He said, I come in every Monday morning and I fire somebody.
Oh, yeah, see?
He said that gets everybody else's attention.
Right.
And he was proud of that.
Yeah. So we're talking now about the most basic thing that there is to know about management, and that is that people have two sides to be motivated from. One is fear, and the other is the desire to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
When you push people by fear, and when you ignore, usually the fear system is the one that's working there.
Mm-hmm.
When you push people by fear to perform, what happens is you get a lot of people saying yes and meaning maybe, because you get a lot of salutes, but you don't get people thinking through.
Right.
So that not necessarily maliciously, people make commitments that are not real.
Subconsciously.
And don't say so.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes this house of credibility cards, you know, that runs throughout the organization, goes all the way out to the customer, and it's extremely expensive. Well, that's what force and fear does. It creates this non-closure, them versus us, expensive dynamic that soaks up profits. It's extremely expensive. And as you say, it just isn't fun. And people are having less fun working because not their creative medium. They're not being allowed to think through it. Again, we're not saying get rid of management or just let people go wild. People aren't going to do that. There is a place for management. Management is important, but it's more a facilitator. More make the strategy, look at the overall vision, and facilitate people's getting it done.
Let's talk about what life would be like in a leadership organization the way you're describing it.
Well, you would have, leadership would still create the overall vision and the strategy, but there would be a culture in the organization that would be based on closure, real closure that the leadership would model. In other words, people would work by credible promises that include time, and every interaction would end that way, which gives you an exponential jump in productivity. If you look at your organization today and you ask, well, how many times do I interact with somebody, and we don't actually make a credible deal that includes a promise that has time in it, every one of those interactions is a productivity piece that you could have and you're not getting. So the organization then looks like more from the bottom up. There's more bottom-up performance. There's more bottom-up accountability. There's more innovation. There's less risk aversion. This them versus us dynamic goes away, and there's more coordination between the functions, which is where the revenue comes in and the products go out.
Some of the problems, though, that I think people are probably imagining right now, Arky, is where's the leadership in that? What if somebody has to take charge? How do we take charge if we're all sort of agreeing to do everything?
Well, there always needs to be a tracking and a performance tracking structure in place so that performance is not just willy-nilly. It's very, very important. In fact, an organization like this is far more likely to step up to marginal performance and far more likely, and you do have to make choices. You slackers, and there are, as we know, people in the organization, a small minority, but definitely present, are people who do slack.
And they're unredeemable. If they're unredeemable, then we got to get rid of them.
That's right.
Hold on to that thought, Arky. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend, Arky Ciancutti, the co-author of a book called Built on Trust. And I certainly hope you'll take advantage of or find out more about this book, either by buying it or checking out at the library. Built on Trust. Stay with us. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Arky Ciancutti, and he's introducing us to some of the information that's going to be in his new book, which is coming out, next year sometime, Arky?
Yes, in September.
In September, so almost a year from now, not 10 months from now. But you're getting a sneak preview of some of the things that he's going to be working on, because I wanted you to know about this. I want you to be thinking about this, folks. Arky, the reason why I think what you have to say is so important to small business owners is because we're different from big businesses. We don't have more hats to wear than a big business, but we have fewer heads to put them on.
Yes.
And so when you've got so many things to do and you've got to count on every individual to wear multiple hats, whereas in a big business, they may only wear one or two. In a small business, you may have to wear a half a dozen hats.
Yes.
And different assignments that you'll have. And so if that's the truth, if I'm correct in that statement, then the hierarchical leadership model, the top-down leadership model, doesn't work very well because those are too many plates for the bosses to have to spin.
Well, that's right. And you get stuck into this hero mentality, and your organization becomes stiff and inorganic. Whereas what you want to do, of course, there's always going to be a boss. We're not saying there always will be a management structure.
Right.
But the attitude is different. There's a new attitude of contribution, allowing people to contribute, noticing that, and modeling that ourselves so that the result is that you have an organic, almost self-regulating organization where the people themselves, the individual, you know, there's this image on the back of the dollar bill, of our dollar bill.
Right.
This pyramid with the all-seeing, all-knowing eye
right,
at the top.
Right, the eye at the top, right.
That's right. And all the dumb bricks underneath. Well, the 21st century is not the dumb brick century. The 21st century, as I think you say, is the century of the organic, living organization. Mm-hmm. And this is not hard to do. It can
well,
be, it can be engineered.
I say it's the century of the entrepreneur. And when I say
yes.
that, I don't mean that the entrepreneurs are owners.
That's right.
I mean, the entrepreneurs are whoever's in the marketplace. And
what we're saying is leadership, this entrepreneurial idea, an innovative idea, I'm responsible. That can be distributed throughout the organization. Small business is in a great position to do that because it's more visible. You know, it's you can see further into your organization. And the challenges, as you say, are so great so that the owner doesn't get stuck with all of the burden, all of this impossible responsibility, and gets to share it, but doesn't have to naively just trust and hope and take mm-hmm. this great leap of faith. No, can set up the system so that he or she is getting good feedback, tracking performance very well, dealing with marginal performance, and setting that example, eliminating this them versus us dynamic, which is very, very, very expensive.
Archie, your book, Built on Trust, is still available wherever books are sold.
Oh, yes.
Can they
and
find
also
it also
it's available through our Learning Center.
Through your website. Give us that website, please.
It's at learningcenter.net.
Learningcenter.net, folks, and you can find out more about what Archie and his folks have to do there. I really encourage you to check that out, and we'll be, I'm sure Archie will be sharing more of it with us in the future of the essence of his new book. Archie, one of the things I wanted to say as we wrap up the hour here in the next couple of minutes, we've always heard about delegating the responsibility and the authority. But
yes.
in the 20th century hierarchical model, a lot of times the responsibility was delegated, but the authority, not so much. And
that's
so
right.
is it
resources.
Safe to say that the essence of your idea, your new idea, is that you follow through and you truly do delegate the authority?
That's right. The authority and the resources and the responsibility.
And it makes perfect sense when you talk about the resources. That's perfect for the 21st century because, Archie, when you and I started out, all the resources that we had, our companies had, our bosses had to give them to us.
That's right.
We'd show up for work and they'd hand them to us and we'd go do the work. Today,
yeah.
employees are going and getting their own resources, aren't they?
That's right.
On the online, we're getting the information online and a lot of different places.
That's right. And this idea that intellectual property is only at the top of the organization is old-fashioned and wasteful.
Well, it's absolutely a dead-end road right now.
Yes, that's right. Intellectual property is distributed throughout your organization,
yep.
throughout your small business today. It's right there waiting to be tapped.
And in today, I found out recently that in the average corporation today, more of their assets are intellectual property, intangible, than are tangible, and that's another reason why. And Archie, we got a lot more to talk about. I know you're going to come back and help us to talk to us about this some more, and we really appreciate your time and this information.
Thank you, Jim. It's my pleasure.
Archie C. and Cuddy, ladies and gentlemen, Built on Trust. Check that book out. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.